Good morning, colleagues. In recent weeks, our government, business community, philanthropists, and society at large have shown remarkable unity in joint efforts to protect our country against the impact of COVID-19. As a financial service provider and a corporate citizen with over 40,000 staff, thousands of suppliers, and millions of customers, we take our role in society very seriously, as you all know. Consequently, we're pleased to announce that from the 1st of April to 30 June 2020, we will implement measures to provide relief to individuals and business customers whose financial stability has been impacted by COVID-19. Our interventions start as phase one to assist customers who have demonstrated sound banking behavior, such as having honored their repayments to the bank on a consistent basis prior to COVID-19. For these customers that qualify, our interventions will be for all products with us that will be available for a period of 3 months, and will cover, amongst others, the following. Firstly, installment cash flow relief, during which part or no installment repayments will be due for a specific period. A preferential interest rate will apply to these relief interventions, and no fees will be charged for any relief granted. Assistance with processing credit insurance claims where possible, and individualized bridge facilities for those who need it. We'll also be waiving speed point device rentals and not charge a minimum fee for some merchants who are in good standing but operate in distressed industries. Also in April, individuals and business customers on FNB Connect will receive a 1 gig of free data to help them stay connected during the lockdown. Interest and fees will continue to accumulate on outstanding balances. Individuals and business customers can contact us via their usual digital and assisted banking channels to inquire about these services. During this week, customers will also be able to get more information on our current relief measures through a dedicated icon on the landing page of our banking app. As phase two, we are working hard with the Banking Association and the rest of the industry to assess potential financial solutions for those customers who do not qualify for these phase one offers. We encourage all customers, though, to continue honoring their financial obligations and continue servicing their repayments. In addition to our efforts to help with the financial relief, we have prioritized early invoice settlements for suppliers across the FirstRand Group and over 1 billion rand, of which 200 million are for SMMEs, has been processed in the last few days. FNB has made a significant contribution to the FirstRand Spire initiative announced today, contributing alongside our foundations and RMB and West Bank to the group's total anchor funding of 100 million rand. FNB is also providing critical operational capacity, including payments infrastructure and governance platforms, to help the healthcare system scale its responses, with a particular focus on testing equipment, protective clothing, and ventilators for hospitals. Furthermore, we've opened an FNB bank account to facilitate financial contributions and call upon all our internal and external stakeholders to donate in support of our National Solidarity Fund. This is going to be another tough week for us all. Thank you for keeping the spirits up, for helping where you can, and for looking after your personal health. I'm incredibly proud of you all.